Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of humans inherently causing mischief due to their corrupted nature inherited from Adam and Eve, and how they can be born again and guided by the Holy Spirit to please God. Today's Bible verse is from Job chapter 5, verse 7. Human beings beget mischief as sparks fly upward. That's Job chapter 5, verse 7.
You know, it's actually pretty fascinating to ponder on how us humans have this knack for getting into trouble. It's like mischief runs through our veins. But have you ever wondered why that is? Well, let's take a little trip back to our origins. You see, every single one of us is brought into this world carrying a tainted nature, and we have our dear old ancestors, Adam and Eve, to thank for that. Ever since they made their infamous mistake, humanity has been grappling with a separation from God, desperately needing to find a way back to Him. Now, some folks have labeled this whole idea as original sin or inherited sin. It's the notion that we are all impacted by that initial slip-up. And you know what? This little nugget of wisdom can actually be found in the book of Job. It sheds light on how, because of sin, we are just bound to encounter trouble throughout this journey we call life. It's like sparks shooting up into the sky from a blazing fire. It's inevitable. Now, even the famous Apostle Paul recognized this truth. He acknowledged that we are all born as natural beings, trapped in that corrupted state. And let's not forget about King David. He subtly hinted that our inclination towards corruption is present right from the very moment of conception. It's not as if we even have a fighting chance to escape it. Nope, it's just a part of who we are. But hey, here's the really good news. We don't have to remain stuck in that state of corruption. Nope. We can actually experience a new birth. When we are born again, we receive a brand new nature that is guided by the Holy Spirit and capable of pleasing God. How incredible is that? But wait, hold on a second. Our old nature doesn't vanish into thin air. Oh no, it lingers around, causing trouble every now and then. So as we journey through this wondrous thing called life, the Spirit within us is constantly at work, molding us into the very image of God. It's quite the process, my friend, but in the end, it's absolutely worth it. Can you imagine becoming more and more like our Creator? It's like shedding off the old, corrupted self and stepping into a brand new, purified existence. And you know what? When we embrace this transformative journey, we begin to see that mischief we once held dear slowly losing its appeal. It's like we start making better choices, guided by the Spirit within us. Sure, we may stumble every now and then, but the important thing is that we are constantly being reshaped, redirected, and renewed. So my friend, if you ever find yourself tangled up in a mess or causing a little mischief of your own, remember that you are not alone. We all have this tendency, this inherited nature, but take heart because there is hope. Allow the Spirit to guide you, to mold you, and watch as you become more like the one who created you. And remember, this journey towards transformation may not always be easy, but the end result is oh so worth it. So keep pressing on, my friend. Keep leaning into the Spirit within you, knowing that your transformation is happening one step at a time.
Let's offer a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, grateful for the opportunity to connect with you in prayer. We acknowledge our human nature and the struggles we face daily. Lord, we seek your guidance and transformation in our lives. Please fill us with your Holy Spirit, the agent of change and renewal. Mold us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may reflect your goodness, love, and righteousness in all that we do. Help us resist the temptations of mischief and corruption, and instead lead us on the path of righteousness and holiness. We thank you for your grace and the promise of transformation. May we walk in faith, trusting that you are with us every step of the way. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Before we say goodbye, we invite you to share this message and wisdom with those you encounter in your life. Let your light shine and be a source of inspiration for others. Until we meet again, take care, stay blessed, and may your path be guided by love and purpose. Goodbye, and God bless you abundantly.